In an interview just a few months before he was assassinated, Charlie Kirk was asked how he would want to be remembered if he died. His response was, "I want to be remembered for courage, for my faith." Welcome to Yesterday Was Easy. Charles James Kirk was murdered at the age of 31 in Orem, Utah, while speaking at Utah Valley University on Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, leaving behind his wife, Erica, and their two small children. Strangely enough, while answering a question about transgender shooters, Charlie was gruesomely shot in the neck by a young man in a relationship with another transgender male living as a furry. Despite attempts to save his life, Charlie essentially died immediately upon impact. Many are calling this tragedy a political assassination. Others are saying Charlie was martyred for his faith. I personally think it was both. People definitely hated him for his political views as a conservative Christian, but I'm also comfortable calling him a Christian martyr, as his political views were ultimately rooted in his Christian faith. Everywhere Charlie went, and every time publicly he spoke, he was calling those listening to repent of their sins and turn to Christ as their Lord and Savior. I have mentioned Johnny Cash on this show before, and in this circumstance, I cannot help but think of another one of my favorite songs by him. It's called 1 Corinthians 15:55. The opening verse goes like this. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? O life, you are a shining path, and hope springs eternal, just over the rise when I see my Redeemer beckoning me. Of course, this is in reference to 1 Corinthians 15, 50-57, which says, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on the immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. For the Christian, death is swallowed up by Christ's victory over sin. Death entered God's creation because of sin, but it has been defeated by the sinless. The pain of death only leaves a temporary sting, and only for those left behind. But we can rejoice because we know that the grave has no triumph over us, and that death only produces a brief, momentary sting. Charlie Kirk has put on a new suit. He now wears imperishable immortality. Death had no victory over him. We perishable mortals feel the sting of his departure, but he does not. He is with the Lord Jesus Christ, who defeated death when he rose from the grave. Earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul said in verses 1 through 5, Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. And referencing this passage, one of the last things Charlie said before being shot was this. It's not just intra-biblical evidence, but extra-biblical evidence that Jesus Christ was a real person. He lived a perfect life. He was crucified, died, and rose on the third day, and he is Lord and God over all. Those were essentially Charlie's parting words. He left us as he passed from this life to the next. One moment he was declaring Jesus as Lord, the next he was in the Lord's presence. What an incredible way to leave behind his sin suit and enter into glory. May we all be so blessed. Needless to say, I think we can all agree that when he died, Charlie was and forever will be remembered for the courage for his faith. Lastly, I want to end this episode with the last thing Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 58 says this, Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I did not know Charlie personally, but I know people who did. He was not perfect, but he did leave a public record of life he faithfully lived. I can confidently say that Charlie Kirk was steadfast. He was immovable. He was always abounding in the work of the Lord. He knew his labor was not in vain. And as we are all now witnessing, neither was his death. I had the privilege of attending Charlie's memorial service at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, home of the Arizona Cardinals. I almost didn't get in as I was literally one of the last two people they let in, but that is a long story for a different day. I was blessed with a floor seat just two rows behind the who's who of the conservative world and just 10 rows from the stage. I worshiped the Lord with 100,000 people that day. I witnessed countless people trust in Christ as their Lord and Savior. I saw speaker after speaker share the gospel or point people to Christ, many of whom are conservative politicians. Within 24 hours, there were an estimated 100 million views. The gospel has never been proclaimed like that in history. It was an experience I will never forget, and one that honored Christ, and one that happened because Charlie Kirk's labor was not done in vain. Christian men, this is a call to stand fast in the storm. This is a plea to be immovable in your faith like a mighty oak of Bashan, planted beside the water. This is an appeal to always be abounding in the work of the Lord and do so in such a way as to honor your Savior, knowing that it is not in vain. This is a petition to live your life like Charlie Kirk. Yesterday was easy. Live like Charlie. Stay hard.